across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Good morning, everyone. We're back and ready to go for a Tuesday.
Good morning and happy Tuesday to you too, Prevo.
Yes.
How are you doing, Stephen?
Yeah, well, good morning, team. I was very shocked last night when I saw on the socials, I was scrolling before bed.
What happened?
Jess out again on a school night.
On a school night?
This is starting to become a bit of a trend. Are you like reaching your rebellious phase, Jess? What's going on?
No, I'm so tired. I napped for like 2 hours yesterday in preparation and yeah, no.
Nah. Didn't help at all?
Jess is out there just ready to take on the world. King Street Hotel, watch out, here comes Jess. What were you up to?
Oh, I emceed The Promise is a documentary that's been made here, and they had another screening last night over at Katara. So I emceed that.
So it was these vibes. Yeah, I know. Jess 10 for 10% off on your next screening, is it? Or what? No?
No? Nah.
Oh,
not
okay.
For you.
Buy your own tickets at your own full expense. Oh, that sounds good. That's very good. Was it a good night?
It was. It was. Awesome doco. If you get the chance to see it, go and see it. Seriously.
Was there anyone influential there? Any other, like, gossip or anything? Celeb gossip from around town?
No.
You weren't rubbing shoulders with... Oh, they were rubbing shoulders with you,
exactly.
To be fair.
Exactly.
What am
right.
I thinking? Oh,
stupid.
Exactly. Come on, Crevo. Get it together. Sorry, it's a Tuesday. I'm doing my best here. Well, that's awesome. That's very exciting. Anyone else do anything cool? Stephen, what'd you do?
I was family dinner night last night.
Fantastic.
So I am once again Mario Party champion of the Charlestown Castle.
Lovely.
After a resounding victory last night. Had some barmese, which Siobhan cooked.
Yeah.
Crispy roast pork. Beautiful.
Yum.
Yeah, it was so good.
That is good.
And yeah, we played Mario Party, which if you guys didn't guess, I was champion. I won.
winner.
Yeah, so that was
exciting.
Sorry,
what happened? What happened?
I was champion. What a way to start the week.
Yeah, hey, that is a good way.
It always is a good week when you become Mario Party champion.
Like yes.
When you lose on a Monday, you're flat for the rest of the week. You feel
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you can't do that.
When you're victorious, I feel like it just carries through to the rest of the week, which
little
is exciting.
A little pep in your step as you get around town. Oh, who's that real excited on a random street in Charlestown? It's Stephen.
Well, I did bring my crown into studio today, so I've had to take it off because I can't put the headphones over.
And also you're a bit sore in the shoulders from all the weight.
Well, it is quite a, you know, jewel crown.
Raiden crown, yeah. That's the one. And it's made of pure gold, that's what I heard. brilliant. Well, befitting for a king of a castle. King of the castle, if you will. You're waking up with the Novos, 5:06 here at New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one. From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Oh, and Jess, the second man charged over somebody being set alight a little while ago, yeah?
Yes, this happened in King Street in Newcastle a couple of weeks ago now, but there was a guy who was allegedly bashed and then set alight by someone or multiple someones in Newcastle, managed to stumble his way into the McDonald's on King Street and call for some help. He's still recovering from his injuries. One man was arrested a couple of weeks ago, but following inquiries, police have arrested now a 30-year-old man. He was arrested in Sydney on Friday. He's been charged and refused bail and will stay behind bars until he appears in court in December.
Heavy story. I mean,
crazy story. Mm. Like, you can't... Just unfathomable.
Yeah.
Scary as well.
Very scary.
Ah, makes me feel very yucky.
Yeah, let's switch gears, shall we?
And, Jess, there's a lot of people talking about what's going on at Stockton Beach.
Yeah, so I don't know if you guys have seen it, but the dredge has started. Mm. So there's, like, a ship and it's churning up sand from the bottom and then spitting it out onto Stockton Beach to try and help with the erosion. All the pollies and whatnot were around yesterday to mark the official start of the dredge. This is something that Stockton residents have been waiting for. Obviously, there's so many problems at Stockton with erosion along that shoreline, mm-hmm. and they're hoping that this dredge, which is the first stage of trying to fix it up or prevent it from worsening, I guess. It's going to happen 10 times a day for the next 2 to 3 weeks. About 100,000 cubic metres of sand will have been placed on the shore once this is finished.
That's a lot of sand.
It's an awful lot of sand.
Of course there's going to be issues as well, because you can't just chuck a bunch of sand on the river and call it a beach.
Yes.
You can't just, you know.
Or chuck a bunch of sand on a beach and call it a beach. It's not a beach. Is it just a beach or is it a sand dredge? I don't know. This is one of the big questions in life.
At least it should be all sorted for summer, right? For real hot weather.
Well, yeah, exactly. And there are other stages of the work to go as well. So hopefully this fixes the problem that Stockton's been having.
Oof, it really is Schrodinger's beach, isn't it? Is it a beach? Is it not a beach? We'll never know. Let's hope, eh? Well, thanks for that. Of course, a full news update at 5:30 here at New FM.
Much cooler today. Tops of just 19 for Newcastle, 20 for Maitland and the Valley. Bit of cloud hanging about as you wake up with the Novos here on New FM. Here's one of our best bits from yesterday's show.
On me soap a little bit. Late last week, got an email. Rego's due for the car again.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, the cost of living through the roof. I saw the price, almost fell off my seat. So I went into NRMA and was like, you know, trying to have a look and see what's going on here with my insurance. Do I need to, can I get it for less, basically? Yeah. I'm trying to save a dollar.
Sure.
So I'm trying to say I need to NRMA. Can't remember my password to save my life, right? And this is where my gripe comes. It's not with NRMA in general, but in the greater community. Get rid of passwords. I don't want passwords. Like, I get.
What do you mean?
I get there's sensitive information in some of these sites that they hold.
Yeah.
But my privacy should be at my discretion. Like, if I don't want a password, I shouldn't need one.
What do you mean? You can't just have people getting your bank info and stuff like that.
That's my choice. It's my bank info. It's not your bank info. Why should they be able to decide how my information is kept?
Because if someone nicks it, you'll have a cry. You'll be up here on the radio again, giving it all that, yap, 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 somebody stole all my money.
Well, I will have a cry, but it's not their problem. That's my problem, isn't it? I'll be like, oh, you know, so sad.
Yeah, but if someone steals all your data and you're suddenly getting spammed 27,000 million times a day.
Just not important enough, nor do I have enough money that is worth anyone nicking any of my information.
Don't you have facial recognition on your phone?
No,
okay. So you need to get a phone with facial recognition or thumbprint recognition. Or one of those things, so you don't need to enter passwords. You just look at your phone.
Don't trust it. That's worse. I should just be able to unlock my phone. I don't have a password on my phone. Just unlock it. It's just ridiculous. Like, and the other thing that really like grinds my gears is when they make them so complicated. Oh, you need to have 3 uppercase letters and
that
3 symbols and a little number. And I'm a simple man. I remember simple things. And if the password is too complicated, it's just going in one ear and out the other. I won't remember it.
Quick question, Stephen. Can I guess your password?
Yeah, if you guess it, I'll tell you what. I'll be like, yep, no stress. I have to change it straight after the show.
Password 1#.
It'd be password $1, I reckon.
You're both so close, but no cigar. I don't have to change it yet. I mean, I've got like in my inbox for Gmail, there's like 8,000 unread emails. All of them are like, you need to change your password. So I keep setting reset, click and reset on all the websites.
So you don't have to.
Just let me get apt at my own discretion. That's all I'm asking.
Right, you're a simple man with simple desires. New FM.
The Novos on UFM. Get your tickets now for the 2023 Lakeside Music Festival in Foster Tuncurry. LakesideFestival.com.au.
Boys, this Lakeside Music Festival is going to be absolutely huge.
Let's get it.
And near a lake as well. What more do you want?
And we've got a festival experience to give away. 2 nights accommodation in a stunning beachfront apartment for up to 5 people, plus a family pass to be a part of all the fun and excitement of the Lakeside Music Festival. All you have to do to get in the running to pick up this entire package is just get on the radio with us anytime this week.
And we'll know as well, because like this is going to be brilliant. It's a festival. Kath, you're already loving it. That's by the name, right?
It's a festival,
right?
Like we got an alarm when Scott talks about Taylor Swift. Yeah. We need an alarm when Kat talks about festivals.
Festival chat. If you want to go up to the festival, you can get your tickets to the event now at lakesidefestival.com.au, or your next chance to get in the running to be a winner with us is in 3 of a kind, just after 6.
Yeah, happening very shortly. And team, I think I'm going to have to reassess when I go to the gym.
Oh, what's happened?
Because now that the year 12s, a lot of them are done. or, you know, some of them are very close to being done, doing their final exams.
Yeah.
They're all at the gym in the middle of the day.
I know.
All
how rude is it?
I used to go straight after work. It was such an advantage of getting there early so everyone else is working and it'd be dead quiet. Now they're all there and they're all just loitering around. I swear they're not even using the machines. They're just talking.
Sweat and scrolling.
Well,
that's it. They're literally just on the Instagram all day.
They're trying to get ready for schoolies, I'd imagine. Yeah, right? They want to look, you know, be looking their best and all that stuff.
That's fine. They can go to a gym, just not my gym. Any other gym. That's fine.
No, not my gym either.
Okay, not mine or Kat's gym. Any other gym in Newcastle.
Go to Jess's gym.
Yeah, you're most welcome. My gym. Anytime. I won't be there.
I'm going to have to recess. That's all I'm thinking. Going to have to try and find another quiet time.
Oh, okay. Good luck with that, because I don't think you're going to find it. Waking up with the Novos here at New FM, 5:35. Good morning, everyone. Set for a high of 19 for Newcastle, 20 for Maitland and the Valley. Cloud hanging about today as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM. Here's one of our best bits from yesterday's show.
And we're talking about big wins today after a woman in Rankin Park went into her local Nextra in Lambton and not once but twice walked away with 100,000 schmackaroos in the lucky lottery.
The big wins around Newcastle. Newcastle's wins, if you like.
I don't think I've ever won anything, but we've got a stack of people on the phone and want to tell us about their wins. Let's start with Intero. Sherilyn, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
All right, tell us your big win story.
In 86, my grandmother and I used to put lotto on, and we won $1,000.
Nice.
Oh, how good's that? In 86, that would have been a fair bit, yeah?
But my half went to my wedding pictures with my first husband, so they got ripped up anyway.
Oh, dearie me.
I feel like that wasn't used well then by the sounds of it.
Oh, dear. Let's go next to Beck, who is ironically in Windale, if you don't mind. What'd you win, Beck?
G'day. It was my husband, and he went to the bakery for morning tea before work, and then the newsagents bought five $1 scratchies in 98 and scratched off $25,000.
$25,000 in 98? That's huge.
Yeah, wow. And did he tell you about it?
Just before work. So he had a great day.
Well, I would have not gone into work, I don't think. I would have called in sick. He's done better than me. I guess Newcastle's more hardworking than I am, aren't they?
He's gone straight to work.
Stealed in my values just yet.
Not yet, not yet. All right, up next, Rebecca from Maryland. What's your story?
So for about 12 months, I, like, consistently won things. Like, every week I'd win things, like, to the value of thousands of dollars.
Wow. What did you do?
Yeah. It was just, like, applying for online competitions and on Facebook, and I just kept winning. Like, I got, like, a $1,200 Sunbeam package with a coffee machine, a $500 clothing voucher. Wow. I won, like, toys at raffles. Like, it was, like, weird. It was, like, almost scary. And then all of a sudden, it just stopped. I stopped winning.
Oh,
so
no.
For a good 12 months, like, thousands of dollars worth of things would just rock up at my house.
And was this, like, your full-time job, just applying for online competitions?
Pretty much. I sort of got a little bit addicted to it because I'm like, what am I going to win next? And then I stopped winning and... Yeah.
Then the
reality hits you hard, doesn't it, sometimes?
You lost your lucky rabbit's foot. I get it.
Let's go to Madawi. Sean, what's your win story?
I went to Queensland to visit my sister, and I went to a fish and tackle shop, and I entered a competition up there, and I entered it three times during that day, and then came back at the end of the day, and they picked out my name three times. I won a T-shirt, then I won a fishing reel, and then I won the fishing trip with Mark Bergs on his one of his boats.
So were you the only person who entered?
Everyone just looked at me and thought, this is freaking rigged. And I walked away yelling and screaming. I thought, this is awesome. So,
they're booing you off stage.
Not again. First, second, and third.
Well, that's a classic, Sean. All right, we're going to draw the caller of the day in a minute here on 105.3 New FM.
Tops of just 19 today, cloudy as you're waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
And in a couple minutes' time, your chance to win a prize. It's really taking Kat's fancy. A double pass to the cause, if you don't mind, with New FM's three of a kind. That's happening right after 6 o'clock.
Now we move to England. Jolly old England, because they've got a problem, and I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the Chinese mitten crab.
Chinese mitten crab.
Have you ever heard of that?
I've never. I'll do a quick Google, but explain for those at home.
Right, so there's these, they're basically these crabs, right, that have these funny, furry little mittens on their claws.
Oh, they seem so harmless.
I know, they're getting around with their little mittens, like you'd think, oh, he's ready to take, some, you know, a lasagna out of the oven, right, when it's been in there for 40 minutes. But no, they're just on there all the time, right? Now, these mitten crabs, they're actually getting out of control. They scurried on. I guess they were really quiet getting onto the boats because they got little mittens, right?
Yeah, right. So pads their step.
Yeah. So they snuck onto the ships back in the 1930s. And then when they got to England, they went, oh, we're in England, lads, here we go. And they snuck off with their little padded feet, like toot, 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 padding off in the night, right? Snuck off the boats, got past buyer security. And suddenly, they're everywhere in England, right? They're not just in the ocean around the docks or whatever. They're turning up in parks and stuff.
What do you mean? What, they're walking on land?
Yeah. You just be out walking your dog. And
no, they're not.
No, this is 100%, right?
I'm not buying this story.
No, this is true. You're walking your dog in the park and imagine your, what's your dog's called again?
Brinny.
Brinny's out there like in the park. Whoa, 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 whoa. What are you barking at, Brinny? Oh, it's a Chinese mitten crab. What's it doing there? Because this is how prolific they are, right? One female can have eggs that has between 500,000 and 1 million eggs in one go.
Wow. What?
Yeah, so it is wild how many of these Chinese, the population's exploding. They're having to work out all these different traps and stuff just to put everywhere because the mitten crabs are out of control.
But it looks so harmless as well.
Yeah.
Look like they wouldn't even, I don't even know what they'd eat.
Well, they're starting to eat everything because there's so many of these mitten crabs everywhere. And you never know when they're sneaking up on you. Because they're so quiet, padding around in the night with the little mittens.
I wonder if they're all right cooking.
Well,
like Christmas time's coming around. You could have like a seafood banquet.
That's a good question. I don't know. Quick Google here. Can you eat the Chinese mitten crab, right? I don't think they're the tastiest. That's why there's so many of them. So be alert, be aware. If you go to England, that no mitten.
Don't bring them back.
Yeah, don't let them sneak into your bag.
Okay, we're going to get some real news next on 105.3
New right,
FM.
All right, fine, fine. Yeah.
1, 2, 3. New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
It's Newcastle's favourite game and we're going to play it right now. Three of a Kind, the easiest way to win a double pass to the cause in Newcastle very, very soon. Yeah. 4967-4105 if you want to play this morning. Would you like to do a little demonstration, boys?
Yeah, of course.
Have you got one for us?
Or I have one for you. Oh. I prepared everything.
Okay, I'm
Steven
excited.
Crevo, the ultimate match. Hang on. Let's do this, shall we? Steven versus Crevo.
Okay.
Three of a kind.
Very simple game. We give you three things. You tell us the category. Ready, boys?
I'm ready.
Keyboard, guitar, drum.
Crevo.
Crevo?
Is it musical instrument?
It is!
Oh my God, boom. He's done it! Yes, I've won a double pass to the cause. Anyone? No. Sorry, that's not for me, is it?
No. Well, you'd have to do best of three, first of two.
Yeah, right.
And you can't win because you work here. That's the rules.
Terms and conditions. Yeah. My bad. That's all right, though. You can win. It's your chance. 4967-4105. And it is a double pass to the cause. Take your friend, take your family, take your enemy. It's up to you.
And for getting on the radio today, you also go in the draw to win the family experience for the Lakeside Music Festival.
Come on!
Upon winning. 4967-4105. Give us a call.
1, 2, 3. New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
And we are playing Newcastle's favourite game. We have lots of great prizes up for grabs this week. Specifically for the winner of this game, we have a double pass to the cause. Get your tickets now from Ticketek. And everybody who gets on the radio with us this week will go in the draw to win a family experience to the Lakeside Music Festival happening in Fostertown, Curry.
I feel like you're a steak knife salesman, Kath.
I know.
But wait, there's more with you. There's always more prizes.
But there's always another festival. You don't understand. There's always another festival.
You were talking to Newcastle and the Hunters Festival Queen right here.
Connoisseur,
exactly.
I think.
You guys are being mean to me.
What are you talking about?
We love hearing about all the festivals.
I'm going to play the game now. Is that all right?
That's fair enough.
Okay. You do you, Kath. Here we go. Let's meet our contestants, shall we?
We sure.
A runner-up from yesterday and from Friday, I believe. It is Carla from Curry. Back third time's the charm this morning, hey?
Hey, Absolutely, hopefully.
Yeah, yes. That's what we love.
Love that energy.
Indeed, indeed. All right. Up against Carla. Hailing from Broadmeadow, stepping up to the plate, it's Michael. How are you?
I'm sensational, fellas. It's a Tuesday, day close to the Friday. We complain.
That's right. And don't forget, Kath here. We're not just all fellas here.
I don't mind.
Oh, yes,
it's
forgot. Sorry.
It's okay. I'm fine with the colloquial. All right, let's test those buzzers. Carla, you know what you're doing?
Carla.
Oh,
and Michael,
good.
Your name is your buzzer?
Michael.
Excellent. Are you ready to go?
We are.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
First to two, best to three.
Round one. Switch DS Wii.
Michael.
Carla.
Michael is fastest.
Nintendo consoles.
Absolutely correct.
One on the board early. Carla, don't let this rattle you, all right?
I know.
You know, unless you want to keep talking to us all week.
That's fine as well.
Fine with me.
All right, here we go. Jets, Falcons, Knights.
Michael.
Yes, Michael.
Newcastle sporting team.
Absolutely, you are a winner.
It is. That's all right, Carla. You get to hang out with us for another day. Yeah, that is
Michael,
beautiful.
You have scored a double pass to the cause.
Thank you very much. The wife will love it.
You're going to be a good husband today and give it to the wife. Excellent. I was just about to say who you're going to take.
the wife. I think she's probably more excited to go see Natalie and Brulia.
Yeah, me too. Sorry. I love the Brutes.
Yeah, there you go.
We all love that. It sounds like, though, overall, Carla is the real winner.
Oh, no.
She gets to talk to us another morning.
That's
absolutely
it.
Absolutely. Come back again tomorrow for another chance to win a double pass of the course and three of a kind on UFM.
Cooler weather today. Tops of 19 for Newcastle, 20 for Maitland and the Valley. A bit of cloud hanging about here on UFM.
And your next chance to get to a bit of a getaway. Lakeside Music Festival experience is coming up in the next hour. All you got to do is get involved in the show. So make sure you keep it handy, 4967-4105. And win yourself accommodation and tickets, to the Lakeside Music Festival 2023. And while we're speaking of little getaways...
There's going to be a lot of influencers at that event. I'm just warning you.
Oh, yeah.
It's a festival. There'll always be lots of influencers there.
Thank you for the warning, because I have officially started my war against influencers. So I'll be there with me picket sign. I'll be protesting.
No influencers.
Because some influencers have ruined my holiday, right? Over the weekend, went for a little camping trip with my partner, Siobhan. So we went to Diamond Head Campground, which is in Crowdy Bay National Park.
Yeah.
Just up past Tyree a little bit. So not too far. Like, I don't know, a bit over 2 hours in the car, probably. Nice little getaway. Get away from it all.
Yeah.
And beautiful. Like, I haven't seen a beach like that in a long, long time. It, like, that real fine white sand, so soft on your feet.
Yeah.
And just like the water so clear for like kilometres out. It was beautiful. But part of our camping trip, we decided we're going to go watch the sunset by the beach and over like kind
of the
rolling hills. And yeah, so we took our little picnic rug and we took our wine and our cheese and crackers and we sat down by the beach.
Cuddling up, the two of you, on a little blanket.
A little bit cold, you know, the sun was going down. So of course, you got to get close. Yeah. And we've only got a little picnic rug. Strategically, I only bought a little one.
Yeah,
so
narrower, so you have to get close.
You have to get nice and
Such
close.
Such a romantic, isn't he, Stephen?
Anyway. So, you know, we were enjoying our little picnic as the sun was going down. And, of course, when the sun is going down, it's been, I guess, termed golden hour by the influencers because you get such good lighting for all your photos.
Mm.
And this one lady was there taking full advantage of golden hour. Full photo shoot. Must have lasted at least 2 hours. And I'm talking, she's got tripods there. She's got, like, remote lights set up. She's got, like, little shields and reflectors and all that kind of gear.
Yeah.
Blocking the view. Of course, she's trying to take photos in front of, like, the most beautiful part of the beach.
Was she there by herself or did she have a crew?
Had a whole crew there. Yeah. Unbelievable. And, of course, like, yeah, she wants photos in front of the most beautiful part of the beach, which is the bit I want to look at.
Oh.
I'm not there to look at the second most beautiful part of the beach. I want to see the bit where all the rocks are and, you know,
yeah,
like, the sun's
going
on.
You don't want to share is what you're saying.
I don't think she wants to share.
Oh.
If she was happy, if she was sitting down somewhere as well, like, you know, enjoying, that's absolutely fine. But she's standing up, all her tripods, her lights in the way.
Going off all the time.
She's blocking the view, causing, you know, a ruckus. Unbelievable.
So did you go onto the gram to find this person?
No. That
would take effort.
And also, like, if I'm looking at her account, that's another person that's seeing it. I don't want to give her that kind of publicity, you know? I don't want to get that in my algorithm. I don't want to see it at all.
No, you just ignorance go on the radio bliss. And talk about it to a couple hundred thousand people. Awesome
haven't
job.
Mentioned her at all. Haven't mentioned her at all.
No idea what her name is.
No name, nothing like that. So, I mean, if people really want to spite me, they could, I guess, look up, like, the hashtag Diamondhead and like every photo that's in a Diamondhead campsite just to spite me. But that's a lot of effort.
Also, if you see Stephen at the beach, give him a wide berth because he requires a good area around him.
I don't, it's nothing like that. That's so sinister. I just want her to share as well. I just want everyone to share. It's not that hard.
Stephen's war on influencers has officially begun. Oh, watch out.
Cranky.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Now, boys, you know I love the NRLW nights.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we all do at the moment. They're our champions.
At the moment. Always.
They're the night.
Always.
It's easier to love them when they're doing well, though, isn't it?
Always.
But I do have a gripe.
Okay. Oh, what's happened?
They have a poll up on the NRLW website at the moment to vote for the huge moments and plays of the season.
Right.
There's only five to choose from, two from Tamika Upton, two from Jesse Southwell, and I forget what the
first one is. So is this Knights exclusive, is it?
Like, is it
moment of the season or is it league-wide?
Yeah, no. It's just on the NRLW site trying to pick the best moments of the Knights season.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay.
And the other one is Abigail Roach's Runaway Tribe.
Yeah.
Versus the Tigers in round 9. I personally, of those five, obviously you're going to go for Tamika Upton's double try to win the grand final, right? It's pretty hard to
it's
go
It's the moment of the season.
But
yeah.
I'm disappointed.
Why is
if
that?
If I want to vote for a moment of the season, it has to be one of Hannah Southwell's hit-ups. I love those hit-ups. They're great. The crunching sound when she smacks into somebody else is just... You know, for me, everything about why women's football is so awesome at the moment because they play harder than the boys. And it's not in the list. I can't vote for it.
Yeah, I guess the problem is it happens so consistently. Which one do you put in?
All of them.
Yeah, and then you flood up the options, don't you? And then there's all kinds of trouble. Plus, I mean, a double try to win the grand final.
It's hard to go past.
It's hard to top that, unfortunately.
It is.
I think you're on an island by yourself, unfortunately.
And also, like, some people can just have... Everyone's just got their own favourite. They have to pick a few. I mean, somebody might go, I had a really, really cold beer when I went in there, you know, to watch one of the games. That was my favourite moment. Can't put that in as well.
Nah, that's not a moment of the Knights themselves.
He's winding you up. Don't even give it any time of day. Just
if you
want
to get involved in the poll, go to newcastleknights.com.au. It's on their website. It was posted on Friday. I think you've got another week or so, or a couple of days anyway, to have your say on what is the best play of the NRLW season for the Knights.
There you go. All right, get involved. Next, though, something that's annoyed me, actually. My wife, Emmy, threw away... Without even letting me know, a jar of Vegemite, still about half in it, she was like, oh, it's expired, got a new one.
What?
I was like, what are you talking about? There's nothing wrong. It's just a Vegemite. It's just salt. There's not actually nothing can go wrong with that. And I like, you know what? I don't mind dicing with danger sometimes. Anyway, she threw it away. So I want to know, and we're going to chat more about this in a bit, about expired food gamblers. Do you live with one or are you one yourself? Of course, we'll talk more about it next here at New FM. Bit of cloud hanging about today. Tops of 19 for Newcastle, 20 for Maitland and the Valley as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM. Bit of trouble in paradise.
Uh-oh.
At the Mayfield Cottage because I got home. I was like, where's the Vegemite? Emmy said, oh, my wife Emmy said, oh, throwing that out. I was like, why? She said, well, it was 2 years out of date.
2 years?
Yeah. And I was like, it's just Vegemite. It's a bit of salt and yeast. What can go wrong? And she goes, don't worry. I've got a new one. Right?
Uh-huh.
Like, all right. My Vegemite needs are still met here. I'm not going to take this any further.
You've got to pick your battles sometimes, don't you?
Work smarter, not harder. That's what it's all about.
When you first told me this story, I was thinking you would say, like, you know, maybe a couple of weeks out of date, not 2 years out of date.
Well, it's Vegemite. What goes wrong with that?
I tend to agree with Kreva on this one. I can't see Vegemite really going bad.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's a yeast extract and it's, you know, it's pretty indestructible stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, at 2 years, like, it would be breaking down, I think. I think it's a best before date, not a use-by date, but still.
Well, Vegemite's one thing, but I want to bring Jess MC Rouse into the building, our favourite journo from the UFM newsroom, because I know you would have witnessed this as well, and I witnessed it the other day. Quite often here, we buy, like, a bunch of milk at the same time in the UFM studio, and it doesn't all get used quick enough. So we sometimes have milk in the fridge that's out of date. I know you've seen it, Jess. I've seen it as well. The other day, Crevo made a coffee, I kid you not, with milk 4 days out of date.
Crevo, no! Yuck!
4 days out of date.
It was fine.
He was like, probably starting to, like, girdle.
Well, it's, when it happens, when you see that, you go, free cheese. Everyone likes
a bit of
dairy, right?
In Grebo's defence, he did open the lid and give it a quick sniff test. But that was the extent of his safety measures before just pouring it into his coffee and drinking it.
Yuck.
Here's what I say, right? Big food, they shorten all the expiry dates, right?
Here we go.
Conspiracy.
Because they want you to throw it away. That you guys you've bought into big food.
The most amusing thing about this story to me is that you deliberately didn't use my lactose-free milk that was there and wasn't out of date. You chose to use the with lactose out of date milk.
Well, I didn't want to, like, I don't know.
There was another option there. You did have another choice. Yeah, you wanted to gamble with the out of date milk.
I feel like Crevo's like, if I don't drink it, no one else will. So he feels like it's his responsibility in the office to get rid to polish off the last of the out of date milk.
Well, I sort of do feel like that.
To be fair, it wasn't only Crevo, right? Because I fully expected that day that my lactose free milk would be gone.
Yeah.
It wasn't. Like, it was still half a carton left the next day.
There's other expired food gamblers out there, you know?
Quite a lot of them in this building, apparently.
It's all right to live life on the edge a little bit.
It's not worth the risk. Food poisoning sucks.
I don't know.
Speaking from experience there.
Do you remember that morning that I was here in the office and I was so sick and I had to come in because no one was answering their phone at stupid o'clock in the morning? And I, like, spent the morning in the girls' toilet on the floor throwing up in between bulletins.
What was that from?
I don't know. Probably ate something expired.
That's speculation.
Yeah, that's right. Big food trying to get you. That's what that is. All right, here we go. 4967-4105. Are you an expired food gambler like me, or do you live with one and you want to dob them in?
For getting on the air today, you'll go into the running to win a family pass and two nights accommodation and a stunning beachfront apartment for the Lakeside Music Festival. It's a festival. What could go wrong? Happening on November 4 at John Wright Park in Fostertongue, Curry. It's going to be huge. If you want to get your tickets to the events, you can now at lakesidefestival.com.au. 4967-4105. Give us a call. Are you an expired food gambler?
Yeah, that's right. Come on, there's got to be more of us out there. That's what I'm after. 4967-4105. We'll get your calls on the air next. 6:53, you're waking up with the Novos here at 105.3 New FM. And are you an expired food gambler like me, a gambling man, always out there with a packet of dice in my pocket?
I wouldn't mind hearing as well, if you are an expired food gambler or you live with one, what's the most out-of-date thing you've eaten? I was just thinking about that during the song.
Yeah.
Some people must be, like, years and years out of date, you'd think.
My brother is an absolute classic for never throwing anything out. I went and stayed with him up in Townsville, and I threw out probably, I don't know, 3 garbage bags worth of food. The oldest thing in the cupboard was 7 years out of date.
That's pretty far.
And what would have you told you? I'm going to eat that later. What are you not throwing that out for?
Some things, yes.
My best sashimi. What have you done that for?
And I'm like, it's all out of date. And he goes, so?
Yeah, exactly. I get your brother. He seems like a very, very smart man.
Oh, I think he's just, you know, a very practical one. 4967-4105. If you'd like to have a say on, you know, how Crevo is dumb for eating stuff that's out of date, that'd be great.
Let's go to the phones. In Charlestown, Robbie, are you an expired food gambler?
If it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger.
Absolutely correct. Thank you.
I guess it is how you build an immune system. What's the most out-of-date thing you've eaten, Robbie?
Oh, crikeys. I've pulled some cooking stuff out of the cupboard that was
2019.
Oh, ooh, it's pretty fancy. 4 years. That's not very fancy.
4 years. That's pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good. All right. Let's go to Boolaroo up next. Jason, what's the? Are you an expired food gambler, or what's your situation? Hello, Jason. Oh, hang on. Let's try pressing the right button. Jason, there we go. We got you now. Is it yourself or dobbing someone in?
No, it's me. Kringo is 100% right.
Yes, correct. Another person supporting me. That's what I appreciate.
So what's the go? You just like against waste? Like what's... It's like surely your health comes first, Jace.
No, you work way too hard for some food company to say throw out your food because we say to.
That's right. You know what? You're also understanding that big food is against us, right?
You're a smart man, Crevo. I don't know why they don't listen to you.
Thank you.
Because 90% of what comes out of his mouth is absolute rubbish.
Oh, that's harsh on Jason.
No, on you, Crevo.
Oh, right. I see what you're saying there.
We're going to put both of those people into the competition and for the Lakeside Music Festival experience that we're giving away, but I'm not too worried about it because they're both probably going to be too sick.
They're going to be our winners because they understand common sense. And am I in an echo chamber here with you two? But no, 100% of callers saying that expired food is okay.
We'll have more chances for people to get in the running for this fantastic music festival experience prize next hour on New FM.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Oh, and family, it was blowing a gale last night.
Wasn't it? I had to do so many puppy cuddles.
Oh, tough for some, hey? That would have been so hard for you, Kat. Are you going okay today after all your puppy cuddles?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I think Brynny is still curled up on my bed.
Oh, it was scary because, like, there was a lot of, I mean, I know at my house at Charlestown Castle, a lot of the windows were really loud, the wind bashing up against them. Yeah, it was blowing something shocking. And, you know, while I was complaining that was quite loud in the Charlestown Castle, had it better than some, because it's been reported that the wind took the roof off an apartment block at the hill.
Wow.
Unbelievable. So there's like a little photo of it. You can't actually see, unfortunately, that it actually happening. But yeah, there's an apartment block with half its roof missing.
That is wild, isn't it? Well, Jess was just saying, the strongest in the state.
Really?
It was a pretty bad front. It went from kind of, you know, south of Illawarra all the way up the Gold Coast.
100 kilometres an hour.
Here, the worst.
Oof.
There you go. You know, in the States, I reckon Chicago's the windy city. Mm. Do you reckon we have a claim to take that title back? Newcastle can be the new windy city.
Mm.
I reckon we try and advertise it, you know? We've got that, you know.
That's a good idea.
And then we get the wind farms going as well. We can really play into it.
That's a... Stephen, up here for thinking. That's why you're doing so good at what you do.
But lucky, my roof's still intact. So as much as I'm complaining,
famously built very strong. So that's why they stand for hundreds and hundreds of years.
I'm going to get on my soapbox and next talk about paint and sip events.
Oh, they've been...
Okay. They're winding you up, are they?
A little bit. Okay. More than the wind. Not as much as the wind, though.
Okay, all right. We'll talk more about that soon here in UFN. Cloud hanging about today, tops of 19 for Newcastle, 20 for Maitland and the Valley. So you wake up with the Novos here at New FM. And up next, Stephen, a little while ago, you tested us on our, like, Gen Z vocabulary.
Yeah, the lingo going about.
Oh, I was totally humiliated, didn't know any of the words.
Kath did all right, better than you.
Kath, you were fine. Time to flip the script. I'm going to be testing you on some phrases that weren't around too long ago, but I don't reckon you'll know a single one of them.
Okay, I'm interested. I'm excited for that.
Look, if you win, perhaps we can give you a paint and sip experience as a prize.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Lord knows they are everywhere. I am not a fan.
What's wrong, Kath?
What's wrong with... They're so harmless. What are they doing to you?
Look, I understand they started, you know, quite some time ago. So, according to Wikipedia, and believe it or not, paint and sip experiences have their own Wikipedia page.
Really?
I believe that.
They started in 2002. They really kind of, you know, have come into their own, particularly in the last decade. And at the moment, they're just everywhere. And they've got all these fancy names for them, Pinot and Picasso. And it's like...
Oh, that's wound you up, hasn't it?
They're heavily marketed to women, particularly for girls' night out experiences. And I have a big problem with that because...
What's wrong, Kat?
I fundamentally object to the idea that you can't go out and have a good night with your mates without a drink in hand, right? And these experiences are might be great, but, you know, if you're talking about a corporate event, right? So yeah. You want to get the team out for a bit of team bonding or, you know, want to get the girls out, take the team out, take the netball team out, you know, for a fun night. Why does it have to come with alcohol?
Wow, because more fun.
You hear that, Jess? Can you hear that?
I can hear that.
Sounds like the fun boys out in force this morning. Unbelievable. If I want to have a couple little drinks while I'm, you know, painting a nice picture, and it's probably not a nice picture because I have had a couple drinks. Either way, though.
You think it's nice.
That's well and truly within my rights. It's not hurting anyone.
Yeah, that's fine, but it's not an option to have a drink. Yeah, it's part of the experience to be plied with wine.
No, you could not have an always. Orange juice, couldn't you?
Sip most on of a... them are like BYO. All the ones I've been to are like BYO, wine and nibbles or other beverage.
Yeah, the ones that I've been to have been like sponsored by wineries.
Oh,
it's a full tasting experience as well. And like, you know, like if you want to go to a winery and go to a tasting, I mean, we've got fantastic wineries everywhere. You know, by all means, go out and do it. What I object to is the idea that it is okay for a corporate event to basically come with the premise that you will drink at this event.
Oh. Well, you don't have to buy a ticket to it. You just buy yourself a canvas from Kmart and some paints
would enjoy that more.
And that's fine. Well within your rights to do that. But leave my paint and sip alone. I want to have an excuse to have a couple drinks, but make people think like that's not the reason I'm going out. You know? I wanna be able to disguise it a little bit. Be like, no, I'm just going to paint a little bit. Oh, there's drinks there? Oh,
what a coincidence.
Yeah, wow, what a coincidence. Oh well, I have one.
It's a marketing opportunity for somebody to have an experience like this that doesn't start with the premise that you're gonna get drunk at it.
Yeah, well that you can start that company, Kat.
It's called painting though, and if you look at Wikipedia, that started long before 2002. That means I think you're a bit late to that boat, unfortunately.
Bit of cloud about today. Tops of 19 for Newcastle, 20 for Maitland and the Valley here at New FM.
And coming up in the next 20 minutes or so, your chance to get in the draw for a Lakeside Music Festival experience. This includes accommodation and tickets, if you don't mind. All you got to do, get involved in the show. It's pretty simple.
Very much. Now, Stephen, a little while ago, you quizzed both Kath and myself on, like, Gen Z sayings, and you're all high and mighty, like, oh, I know all this lingo that you guys have no idea about.
Yeah, correct. Because you guys are boomers. You've got no idea.
We aren't boomers, actually. But, you know, I concede the fact we're a little bit older than you, and we may be not so much on the lingo.
The more you guys defend yourselves, the older your sound to the listeners.
I am from the generation before boomers, I'll have you know.
Right, okay.
So, now, well, these are some things, some sayings that are going to be going extinct, they say, maybe even have. And we'll just thought, get a vibe, see if Stephen knows any of this.
You flip the script, are you?
That's it. Okay. That sounds like a young term. All right. First one, here we go. Save it on a floppy. Do you know what that is?
Is like a floppy disk, like an old hard drive.
Oh, he does know.
Come on!
One on the board, one for the young folk.
All right.
All right, here's another one along the same lines. I want to burn that on a CD.
Well, that's like when you got like a blank CD, you put like a movie on it or something like that.
He does know a lot of things.
Yeah, I'm all across this.
All right, how about this one? Wind down the window. Any idea what that is?
Wind down the window. Wind down the window. Well, I guess you just put the window down.
In a car? Why is that? Why do you have to wind it down?
I got no idea. Why are you going to wind it down?
You used to have this crank thing that you had to wind.
Oh, of course.
Rather than a button.
You missed that one.
I missed that one.
All right, how about this? Do you know what defragging a computer is?
No idea. Grenades or something?
So once upon a time, you used to have to tell
Don't patronise me like that. Just talk to me like I'm a human.
So computers now do this kind of mostly automatically, but we used to have to manually tell it to defrag. And what that would do was actually clean up the hard drive a bit so that it would not run as slowly. Like, computers used to run crazy slow. And you used to have to do all this regular maintenance to make them work. And one of them was defrag.
Never heard of that. Not once in my life.
All right. Have you ever heard this phrase before? Probably haven't heard this one either. I need new batteries for my Discman.
Is Discman something you used to play music on?
Correct. You've got that part right.
Yeah, if I saw one though, I couldn't be able to tell you what it looks like.
So there were Walkmans and Discmans. Walkmans were radio and cassette, and Discmans played CD, and they were about, I don't know.
Oh, you put an actual CD in it?
Yeah. And you
carry
it
around.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not very portable, is it?
Wow.
No, they were pretty portable. They were probably only, what, 10 centimetres?
They don't fit in your pocket.
No.
You know how they used to have really big cargo pockets? That was what that was for.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
And you could get these like little bum bag kind of things for them, like that you could, you know, attach to yourself while you're carrying it.
Like a special bag, yeah. A Discman bag. Here's some more sayings from my youth, right? How about this one? How much is that house over there? And they'd answer, 6 shillings and 2 pence.
Yeah, grow up. Unbelievable.
How about this? What's the fastest vehicle in the world? Obviously, penny farthing. Do you know what a penny farthing is?
Never heard of that. What's a penny farthing?
It's a very old bike. It was called a penny farthing because of the two wheels were massively out of
one. It was like a bicycle.
Tiny, and the one at the front was big, so it was called a penny and a farthing because the farthing was like
the
a
big
really
one.
Small coin.
What's a farthing? Thing. I've never heard of a farthing.
It's a denomination that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, there you go. See, Stephen, you have been on a learning journey today.
Entertaining and educational. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
The Novos on UFM. Get your tickets now for the 2023 Lakeside Music Festival in Foster Tuncurry. Lakesidefestival.com.au.
It's a festival, so boys, you know that I'm very, very excited, but I'm particularly excited because we're going to be sending a whole Novocastrian family off to stay in a beachside apartment for 2 nights with chicks for the entire family to go to the Lakeside Music Festival. It's happening at John Wright Park on November 4, and you can get your tickets to the event now at lakesidefestival.com.au, or to win them, you just have to get on the air with us anytime this week.
As simple as that, isn't it? Now, yesterday, I had to go out and do a little delivery, chest of drawers, right? Mm-hmm. This has been sold earlier in the day. I was like, I'll just get done straight away, right? So I go out there, and it's this older couple in Mayfield, lovely people, right? So nice. Oh, yeah, just up the stairs down there, no dramas, put it in, right? And then as I'm going out, he goes, hey, this is the guy. Here you go. Well, I was like, what have you done? He's handed me a VB.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
What a great tip.
Yeah, that's outrageous.
Yeah. Mrs. says I should stop tipping in beer, but I say it's fine.
It is fine. That's
brilliant, right?
That doesn't encapsulate the Australian spirit.
And the Mayfield spirit as well. Here you go. Cheeky cold VB. I enjoyed it very much. Thank you.
Oh, that's made me very happy. And speaking of people who are happy, can you feel that? Love is in the air. One of my mates, he's head over heels. I want to reveal some of the things that have been given it away because he hasn't told us yet. We just know the signs are all there.
Love
so
is
I'll
in the air.
That next.
Yeah, a bit of cloud about tops of 19 for Newcastle, 20 for Maitland and the Valley here at New FM.
Well, we're just doing voices now, are we?
Oh, well, I just thought I'd mix it up. Why not?
Okay, fair enough. Well, you are in charge of the buttons, Crevo, so love is in the air. Could you get me some romantic music, please?
You want it? You got it.
Perfect. So, one of my friends is smitten at the moment, right? So, so in love. Head over heels, but won't admit it. So obviously he won't explicitly say how he feels, but there's signs there that, you know, lead us to believe that he's pretty fond of the lady he's seen at the moment, the lucky lady, if you will. Mm-hmm. The number one sign is he has got the worst case I've ever seen of mentionitis. Oh my goodness.
Extrapolate a bit what you mean by that.
Now, I'm not sure if this is a real word, but we're going to coin it as mentionitis, this term. And basically what it is any excuse you can, he finds a way to drop her into conversations, into, you know, sentences, whatever's happening, you know.
She's very top of mind.
Absolutely, you know. Like, we'll be at the shops and, you know, we've gone through, I'll be like, oh, I need to get some bananas for work. He'll be like, Izzy likes bananas. Don't remember asking. And lots of people do like bananas, in fact. Heaps of people do. You know, me and Sean at the moment are currently watching Sex Education, the final season. We're almost finished. Izzy loves Sex Education. We found that out, you know, through my friend. And he's like, oh, you're watching that? is he loves sex education. Oh, my goodness.
Didn't ask.
Yeah, that's it. Like, I'm so, like, I am genuinely happy that he's happy and he's found someone that he enjoys spending time with, but... God, I did not ask, hey. Like, not one time has this bothered me at all.
I think that the constant mentioning of somebody's name is probably the biggest giveaway. The other one that I see a lot with my friends is that you'll suddenly get a friend recommendation because they're following their Facebook so much and liking everything that they do that Facebook thinks they must be friends with all of you.
The Facebook stalking is another one.
Yeah, the Facebook stalking is a giveaway. But the way that the algo will then kind of pop the them up. Like, one of my friends is seeing this woman, doesn't want to introduce us for whatever reason, I don't know, but is obviously completely over the top. And I swear to God, she appears in my friend
recommended
like
friends
every second day.
Oh, see, and along those same lines, the constant, like, constant messaging is another one.
So always on their phone.
Always on their phone. If you'd see that, like, you know, while you're watching a movie even or whatever... That's another tip, isn't it?
Well, this is what we're chasing this morning. 4967-4105. Give us those examples of when you know someone's feeling a bit smitten, even if they haven't told you. The example, I guess, of big crush symptoms.
Yeah, absolutely. Even perhaps your own giveaways that you know that you do. Give us a call. Tell us what you... what are those signs and symptoms of a big crush? 4967-4105. And, of course, everybody that gets on the air with us today and all week goes into the draw to win a family experience to the Lakeside Music Festival 2023.
That's of course, right. As well, feel free to get on that line, 4967-4105, and just vent about one of your friends who's got mentionitis as well. Oh. God, it is annoying. Winds me up like you wouldn't believe.
Indeed. All right, we'll get those on the air next here at New FM. Waking up with the Novos here at 105.3. New FM.
And we're talking, team, about big crush symptoms. Love is in the air. Yeah, play that music nice and loud because my friend has got a big case of mentionitis. Seeing a new girl talks about it all the time. Oh, my
he's
God.
He's a bit ill, is he?
Any chance he gets to slip a name into conversations, he'll absolutely take. So this is what we're looking for, 4967-4105. I guess the signs that someone's in love without them explicitly telling you, and, of course, for getting involved in the show today, you can win yourself a Lakeside Music Festival experience. That's accommodation and tickets.
Oh,
putting
yes,
Nova Castrians in the draw all week.
And we do have a couple of other suggestions that have come through on the social. So we've got mentionitis, we've got, you know, the stalking on Facebook, dressing particularly well anytime you're around them, you know, making sure that your outfit is all kinds of perfect.
Get out the good Lynx set.
Yeah,
you know, Lynx,
right.
Lynx cookie and cream instead of Lynx Africa or something like that. We're using the good stuff.
And the other one, occasion.
And the other one that's come through from Jason is ignoring everybody else when you're out to, like, dinner or whatever and only having eyes for them.
They're in their own little bubble, aren't they? Aww. Young love.
Love
it's
is
so
love.
So cute.
It certainly is to Madawi. Hey, Gabby, what's your story?
Hey, guys. I was going to add another symptom to your list. I think it's called the old doe eyes, when you can see them. They have those special eyes for that other person.
Aww. They just go a little bit rounder. The pupils are a bit more dilated because they're just focusing only on one thing, you know. And that right there, it's true love. Listen, it's even made Gabby from a dowie. Aw.
There's a lot of aw. I'm thinking a lot of yuck. It's a bit gross, isn't it?
Stephen says no. UFM.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
I was on a bit of a high yesterday because I spotted around Mayfield four different jacarandas in full bloom at the moment. It is just absolutely superb right now.
That's made you happy, has it?
Yeah. Have you not seen how good they are right now? I think it's because we had the right combination of, like, rain and then, like, good
sunshine,
weather.
Sunshine, yeah.
It's just bang. They're all in full purple right now. Get around it, is what I'm saying.
Property value's going up, hey, in Mayfield at the moment.
And you know deep down that's the real reason I'm happy about it.
There's always a financial motivation with you.
You,
Crevo. Absolutely.
You know me so well.
Well, speaking of managing the finances better, I've got a new Facebook for you. Facebook group for you. Actually, not for you. It's for tradies' wives.
Oh, okay.
Talk about that next on 105.3 New FM.
A temperate top of 19 for today. Clouds around as you're waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
And what's the goss up next, which I'll be doing while Scott Chippy Frappell is away. And team, he might not be coming back because his dream job has become available.
Oh my God.
I'm revealing that next.
Okay. Well, boys, you know that I like a good Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
My favourite type of Facebook group is a popcorn group. That's the one where you just sit there and watch all of the fantastic conversations.
Don't have to contribute at all, do you?
Just sit there and enjoy.
Yeah, beautiful.
I love that.
And my second favourite kind of group is one of those ones where you have a really strong community. And what they chat about goes well beyond the original kind of
purpose of the group. Yeah, right? Yeah.
Nice.
Also usually, you know, pretty good just to watch, but you usually get a bit more involved in those. I found one that's both.
Okay.
But you can't play.
Ah. Oh.
Boo.
Doesn't seem right.
So I stumbled upon this group called Tradie Wives, and it is a group specifically for the wives and partners of tradies who leave their job to help their partner run the business, right? Or sometimes, you know, do two jobs, like right. I do, right?
Right, okay.
And it's a huge group. There's about 23,000 people in this group.
Yeah, right, okay.
It's on the bigger side.
Oh, yeah, and it's really intense. So, like, every kind of post that comes up, you'll see, you know, kind of north of 50 replies as the kind of conversations are that intense.
Strong community, like you said.
Absolutely, but well beyond the kind of original purpose of, you know, sharing a few ideas about how to run the business. Lots of ethical dilemmas. Really great ethical dilemmas if you like one.
Let's get into the gems. All right.
So some of the ones that I've really enjoyed, just in the last couple of days, a woman posted that they'd hired an 18-year-old and they need to fire them because they're no good at their job, right?
Mm, okay.
But they're friends with everybody else that works, like all of their other staff. Oh, so how do you manage that?
Yeah, right, because it's going to make everyone upset. One.
Lots of stuff about how to get money back off people, right? Because people don't want to pay their trades.
Always a problem.
Some of the stuff's got nothing to do with, you know, business at all. Like, for example, how do I tell my kids we have to put the dog down?
Oh, so that's got nothing to do with tradie wives.
Nothing at all. Lots of relationship stuff. Great source for kind of, you know, if you like a good relationship ethical dilemma, lots and lots of those. Not going to go into them, obviously. But really great group. So if you are a tradie's wife,
you'll love
check it.
It
out. You'll love it. And if you perhaps just, you know, want to enjoy the show, you might love that too. But boys are not welcome.
Oh, I'll just put on a silly voice.
Hello, I'd like to join.
And they'll let me straight in.
Well, if the admin's allowing all this relationship advice and stuff to go ahead, I reckon they'll probably let you through the cracks as well, Kriva.
Yeah, I'll just put on some, like, a wig for my photo and they'll let me straight in, I reckon. Perfect. I'll be in there within no time. I'll get you all the goss, don't worry.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
And times are tough, as we all know. Cost of living crisis is pinching a lot of people hard. And it turns out that now 1 in 8 Australians admits to some level of shoplifting.
They're pinching back. That's what they're doing. Life's pinching us, they're pinching back.
The grocery stores are, of course, trying to shut down on it and hiring more security and all the rest of it, not actually wanting to admit that their self-serve checkouts are the most common place for people to take a little discount. The most common discount and the one that most people say, or the greatest percentage of people say is okay, is swiping something that is less expensive than the other thing.
Every fruit and veg I've ever purchased, yeah. Brown onions.
Everything brown onions.
Every single time.
Damon loves onion soup.
Things like, for example, you've got two products and one of them is like $3 and one of them is $1. You scan the $1 one twice. You know, it confuses the weight thing and you get away with it.
Wow.
But the thing is that retail workers everywhere are starting to kind of talk up the fact that most of these people that have joined the newly to the ranks of people who shoplift.
Yeah, the new wave of criminals.
Mm. Right, because they're not indoctrinated criminals. They don't really know how to get away with this. And we're hearing some really crazy stories from all kinds of retail workers all across the socials about things like people walking out with entire trolleys or forgetting the baby while they run away with the stuff.
Got to get your priorities right, don't you?
Yeah, they're just kind of really not doing this well. I remember back in my retail days, we'd see things like, you know, kids experience with an entire hot chicken down their pants.
No, thinking, you didn't.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember it well.
A bachelor handbag down
yep,
the pants.
Down the tracky dacks, yep. I mean, they
not
were barely...
Not discreet at all.
Yeah, I mean, the whole kind of old trackies, you know, the baggy trackies or the, yep. the cargo pants so they could fill up all the pockets, is a pretty dead giveaway. And security in your average grocery store is not good.
No.
They usually just wander around. Or they'll profile someone and follow them around the store while, you know, three other people are stealing stuff willy-nilly. But we wanted to hear your stories of what you've heard or seen of people that just failed at shoplifting. Because while it's not funny that people feel the need to shoplift, some of the things they try are just...
ridiculous.
So hilarious.
And you're like, I guess like adrenaline's high. It's a high pressure situation. But some of the decisions they make in those fight or flight moments.
I know.
Just outrageous. You're like,
was the brain engaged at all? Probably not.
That's exactly. What on earth are you doing? I saw so many of these kind of incidents during my time at Bunnings.
Yeah.
And you're right, they're coming in thick and fast. So let's get Newcastle's opinion, I guess. Get some of their stories.
Yeah. Stories, really, of the attempts you've seen at shoplifting. Maybe successful, maybe not, if you will.
So you can get involved in the show, 4967 4105, chasing your best stories. And, of course, if you get on air today, everyone who joins the show is in the draw for a Lakeside Music Festival experience, which is, of course, accommodation in a stunning beachfront apartment, for up to five people, plus family passes to the festival itself.
That's so good. So if you want to win that, call up now, 4967 4105. Tell us your clumsy shoplifting stories. If you've seen them around, we'd love to hear them on the air next. 4967 4105, New FM. Top of 19 for Newcastle, 20 for Maitland and the Valley, as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
And we're talking your clumsy shoplifting experiences, or witnessing some pretty clumsy shoplifting attempts, because yep. shoplifting is on the rise, but the new shoplifters just aren't any good at it. Got a couple of good ones in on the
your
Facebook.
Your words, not mine.
This is probably my favourite. At a shopping centre a few years ago, a guy went out the fire escape with a trolley full of stuff. This story comes from Melissa on our Facebook page. His wallet fell out of his pocket running down the ramp, and cops were fueling up at the servo right next door.
No, they weren't.
That's just bad luck. Staff picked the wallet up and walked straight to the police, handed it over and informed them what happened. The guy then came back to the store asking if anyone had found a wallet. He was told yes, and it had been handed to police.
Oh, dearie me. In all kinds of trouble. This is exactly the gear we're looking for. 4967 4105, of course, that magic number. And all people who get on the show today in the draw for the Lakeside Music Festival experience, accommodation and tickets,
lovely.
If you don't mind.
First of all, we go to Ray and Rono. Tell us your story.
Yes, it was my next door neighbour. He was hopping from foot to foot one day, and I said, "What's up, mate?" And he's gone... oh, and pulled out a hot chook out of his pants.
No, he didn't.
See, I told you, people do it.
Yeah, he said, "Oh, the kids have got to eat, you know." And he said, "You haven't got anything for blisters, have you?" He said, "Blisters." And then he had to go to the clinic to get his blisters cleaned up.
Oh, no.
Would have been cheaper just to get the chook, probably.
Yep, and also, how do you explain that? How have you burnt yourself down there? Wow.
You heard of a bachelor handbag, have you? That's outrageous.
What all right. You hang it on.
All right, mate, next, Rachel Morning, tell us your story. Rachel, we still got you there?
We do not.
Well, seems like Rachel has gone.
All right.
No worries.
There we go. New FM, what's your name? Good morning. You're on the air.
G'day, my name's Paul.
Yeah, have you got a shoplifting story?
Yeah, I do. I was down in New one day down Jesmond, and there was a couple of blokes who were checking out the scooter section, and one rode out on an electric scooter and one rode out on a bicycle.
Mm-hmm. They just rode them out of the store.
Yeah, just straight out. Some people, they're so brazen, aren't they? You just got to be so careful, because the shoplifters are everywhere.
And like you said, they're getting worse and worse at it. I feel like, I don't know, maybe it's
worse,
getting harder.
People, it's okay to go and ask for help if you need food. There are lots of food pantries and stuff around.
Don't put the hot chickens down your pants.
Don't put a hot chicken down your pants, and don't walk out of a supermarket with an entire trolley.
And also, how about we drop the prices? Cost of living. How about,
if Coles can bank $1 billion worth of profit, they can drop those prices a little bit more.
Just a tiny bit.
Down, prices need to go down.
19, the predicted maximum for today. Cloud hanging about throughout today. 13 degrees right now in Ashtonfield here on UFM.
We're done for the day. Back tomorrow, though, putting more Novocastrians in the draw for this Lakeside Music Festival experience. I mean, it looks pretty good, isn't it? 2 nights accommodation in a stunning beachfront apartment for up to 5 people, plus family pass to be part of all the fun and excitement at the Lakeside Music Festival. You want to get your hands on that.
Imagine that. You hear the music during the day, and then when you go home at night, you're hearing the crashing waves putting you to sleep like a lullaby. So sweet.
Like we said, more Novocastrians in the draw for that tomorrow.
Lots of Newcastle winners. I'm also going to get on my soap tomorrow about some seatbelt changes that are happening. Okay. Not happy about those. We'll also be talking about breakfast cereals. And coming up this afternoon in Newcastle's only 100% live and local way to get home, Joel has tickets to the Comedy Club and Don't Mention Casablanca to give away.
Oof.
So, all to play for. Make sure you keep New FM locked, loaded and loud because we only have local winners here on New FM.
See you tomorrow.
Bye. We'll see you then.
Bye.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more? Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts or newfm.com.au to get more now.